Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of March 3, 2023 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader for the North Carolina Reading Service. Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, March 3, 2023, the chase is on. This is week 17, and the standings are tight. See below for info on the Outlaw shirts. And be sure to let Sharon know if you're not going to be available on Friday night so that she can try to find you a sub. Please leave her a voicemail on her cell phone, 919-740-1073, if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Her email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Ginger's cell number is 919-389-5596, and her email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, and then like the page. Lane assignments for Week 17. Lane 35, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 36, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 37, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 38, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 39, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 40, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 41, Team 3, Gunslingers. And Lane 42, Team 7, Hangmen. Subs for tonight, March 3, 2023. Lane 36, Team 1, out Judy Eason Farr, in Miriam Dixon. Out Robert Parrish, in Dennis Glenn. Out Kenny Farr, in Matt Bowers. We want to send congratulations to our friends at Buffalo Lanes North. Buffalo Lanes celebrated their 40th birthday this week. And Frankie McDaniel, her 40th anniversary as the Lanes manager. Congrats, congrats, congrats. The Charles E. Roan tournament will be in Winston-Salem on March 18. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Outlaws. The $35 entry fee is due tonight, Friday, March 3. Other leagues' entry fees are due to Winston-Salem by March 11. Bowling begins at 9:30 a.m. with registration beginning at 9. More information about departure time, etc. will be announced later. Put your money in the lane envelope. The Raleigh Audio Darts League is holding a cash raffle. Tickets are $2 or three tickets for $5. First prize is $200, second prize is $150, and third prize is $100. The drawing will be held on March 28. See any member of the Dart League to purchase your tickets. Out-of-town friends who want to purchase tickets, please send an email to ginger@outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I'll arrange for you to get them. The NFBNC is now doing a popcorn fundraiser. The dates are February 10 through March 3. Please invite as many friends as you can to buy some popcorn. We will receive a 50% share of all sales. All they have to do is go to the link in your email copy of this newsletter below and place their orders, and their popcorn will be shipped to their address. Everything is done online. Also, feel free to order as much as you like and enjoy a wide variety of popcorn flavors. Outlaw shirt order. I'm sorry it has taken me all season to get this done, but if anyone wants to order an Outlaw t-shirt, sweatshirt, etc., see me ASAP. I would like to get the order turned in no later than March 25. I know this is short notice, and I apologize. Also, please note that prices have increased over previous years. Prices are as follows. T-shirts, short sleeve, $20 up to XL, $21 for 2XL and 3XL, and $23 for 4XL. T-shirts long sleeve, $2 more than short sleeve. Crew neck sweatshirts, $30 up to XL, $34 for 2XL, $36 for 3XL. Pullover hoodies, $35 up to XL, $38 for 2XL, $40 for 3XL. Port Authority hooded jackets, $53 up to XL, $56 up to 2XL, $63 for 3XL, and $65 for 4XL. Sleeveless basketball shirts, $25, only available up to 2XL. The Governor Moorhead Foundation is sponsoring the Red Daisy Fest in Winston-Salem today and tomorrow, March 3 and 4. The fest celebrates the 100th birthday of musical legend Doc Watson, an alumnus of Governor Moorhead School. Doc Watson was a well-known guitarist, songwriter, and singer who won 7 Grammy Awards, as well as a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. The Red Daisy Fest, a bluegrass, blues, folk music festival, will take place at the Big Winston Warehouse, and all proceeds, there's a $5 donation suggested for charity for entry, will benefit the Governor Moorhead Foundation in support of the Governor Moorhead School. There's going to be a Raleigh Outlaws Board of Directors meeting at Sharon's house on Tuesday, March 21 at 7 p.m. Excuse me. The ABBA National Tournament information. I hope everyone is excited about coming to Northern Kentucky this year. We will be staying at the Cincinnati Airport Hilton, 7373 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042. Call the Hilton reservation line at 1-800-HILTONS. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Hilton Cincinnati Airport. Ask for the group rate for ABBA 2023 convention, or just reference the group code ABBA23. The discounted room rate is $109 per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block at the discounted rate is April 26, 2023. Any requests after this date are based upon availability and not guaranteed the group's discounted rate. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure the reservation, but will not be charged until you check in. They do provide complimentary shuttle service from the airport. They also provide complimentary parking and basic Wi-Fi. There is an on-site restaurant for breakfast and dinner with a menu full of Kentucky favorites, with a 15% discount in the restaurant for attendees. Several local restaurants within walking distance of the hotel are ready to serve you. We will be bowling at Bellwood Lanes, 1211 Waterwork Lane, Newport, Kentucky, 41071. They have 32 lanes. They have an on-site pro shop, a lounge, and a snack bar. This year, we will have pre-ordered tournament shirts for $30 each. The print shop is still working on the design, and when I have it, I will email it to all leagues. All shirts will have to be paid for prior to April 20th. Shirts will be available for pickup when you register for the tournament. Sizes available are up to 4XL. A hospitality room will be on Friday and Saturday evenings. Hospitality room will be Friday and Saturday in the Frankfurt and Louisville room. We are planning some fun activities and will provide free snacks and drinks. More information on this will be provided when we get closer to the tournament. I would like to know for sure if you are going and what events you plan to pay for by March 24, so we can work on team assignments. The deadline for Outlaws to pay is Friday, March 31. There is an extra sheet in your lane envelope to complete for the national tournament. Please complete one sheet per bowler planning to attend, and include the sheet and the funds in the envelope. The entry fee, including registration, is $80. The Masters is an additional $25, and the fee for guests is $18. If you want a t-shirt, your $30 for that needs to be paid as well. See Miriam if you need an extra sheet. There is a list in your email copy of this newsletter of places and attractions in the area that some of the members went to in the past. Most of us used Uber, which was very reasonable, at about $25 or less for four people to ride. As you will see, there are plenty of things to do when you are not bowling. The tournament committee is planning on having a hospitality room at the hotel on Friday and Saturday night. And I will let you know more about this when I send out the information for the tournament or in the information letter. Looking forward to another great tournament and hope to see all of you there. This is from Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director. Email address, sandymcdan01@yahoo.com. Telephone number, 386-576-6413. The iShine Foundation is looking for board members. The iShine Foundation has a mission of providing fun, social, and recreational activities for youth with visual impairments and hearing loss in the Triangle and beyond. iShine is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. They host free monthly activities for youth with visual impairments. The iShine program fosters social skills, community independence, self-confidence, and improved quality of life. These important skills are closely correlated to later success in life and future employability. The board of directors meets once a month to plan events for our iShine kiddos. Any person interested in fostering opportunities for kids is invited to complete a nomination form. If you or someone you know are interested in learning more or applying for a position on the board, please email Kim Hudson and request an application at ishinefoundation@gmail.com. Join the Triangle Steppers at the 18th Annual Triangle Vision Walk, 9:30 a.m. Saturday, April 29, 2023, at Pullen Park, 520 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina. Greetings, friends. My name is Carolyn Marshall. I'm Covington. And I was diagnosed several years ago with a blinding retinal eye disease. As a professional cosmetologist for the past 40 years, I have spent my life making people look beautiful. And it's the kind of beauty that I can no longer see with my eyes. I realize that beauty comes from within. And when someone reaches out to help a person in need, that's beauty from the heart. We all have a beauty spot deep down inside of us. We are asking that you join us and walk with the Triangle Steppers in the 18th Annual Vision Walk, Finding a Cure for Blindness. Three great nonprofit organizations, Insightful Visionaries, the Disability Awareness Council, and Families and Communities Rising, have banded together in unity as the Triangle Steppers to help restore sight to millions living in darkness. Help me in my quest to cure retinal diseases that are causing blindness. You can help by walking with us, making a donation, or both. Get your friends to do the same. It's going to be an amazing family-friendly event. Please come out and show your support. Register to walk or donate today by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers are still looking for unwanted t-shirts from their tournaments in the past. They'll be making quilts and offering them for sale as fundraisers. If you wish to donate your shirt, please mail it to our president, Bobby Nelson. His address is 801 Black Duck Drive, Port Orange, Florida, 32127. Thanks for coming to our tournament, and we hope to see you again in 2023. Salutations, GMSAA family and friends. We are pleased to announce some of the annual 2023 convention details. This event will be held August 11th through 13th, 2023. We will be staying at the Homewood Suites at 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. The room rates are $150 per night, King Suite, $125 per night, Double Bed Suite. Tax is 13.25%. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and ask for the GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or bus station. The last day to book your room is July 20th. We are bringing the talent showcase back for the 2023 after the luncheon event. Anyone who would like to participate in the talent showcase should contact Mr. George Littlejohn at 816-825-0303, no later than 10 p.m., or send an email to him at sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. Sweet Baby, yes, spelled S-U-I-T-E-B-A-B-Y, sweetbaby1964. Further and final convention details are to be announced in the coming months. We're looking forward to seeing you in August. This from the GMSAA Convention Committee. The Governor Moorhead Alumni Membership. Because we have found in the past that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and they've moved and changed their home address. So the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application form to update their contact information. Would you please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, the membership chair, at yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Yallowdog, you say? Yes, YallowDogg, yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Lawrence would like to have your name, your address, your home phone number, work phone number, cell phone number, and email address. Also, he would like you to tell them about yourself. If you're a former student, the years or years you attended. If you are a former employee, the year or years employed. And if you are an interested party, would you let them know what is the source of your interest? Also, if you'd like to pay your dues, you can do so at this time. Please make your check or money order out for $20 payable to GMSAAI and mail it to the following address, GMSAAI, INC, Inc., that is, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661. And finally on this list of activities, the 2022-23 Braille Literacy Grant. The Friends of the North Carolina Accessible Books and Library Services seek to award two separate grants up to $1,000 to address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts, such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, and outreach. The Braille Literacy Grant has been established to fill a gap in funding for Braille training, programs, and services. Financial need is a priority. The individual and organization grant applications are available online and as print downloaded documents to be submitted by mail. The grant portal is now open. The application deadline for proposals submitted online or by mail is May 1. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with additional information, can be found at Braille Literacy Grant Information Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Email questions about the Braille Literacy Grant and or application process can be sent to info@fncab.org. www.lls.org. I said that was the last of the articles, and it was. But now we get the recipes that will bowl you over. It begins with a salad. Sounds nice and healthy. And then it moves on to a cake. I always love cake. Okay, the healthy ingredient item. This is a green pea salad. The ingredients are 1/3 cup of sour cream, 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise, salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, 4 cups of frozen green peas, 4 cups frozen green peas, almost totally thawed, 8 slices of bacon cooked until crisp and then chopped, 1 half small red onion halved and sliced very thin, 6 ounces of cheddar or American cheese cut into small cubes, and 3 tablespoons of minced fresh parsley. What are you going to do with all that? Well, mix up the sour cream, the mayonnaise, salt and pepper, and vinegar together to make the dressing. Add some more salt and pepper to your own personal taste. Stir 2/3 of the dressing into the peas until the peas are coated, completely coated. Gently stir in the bacon, onion, cheese, and parsley until all of it is combined. Taste and then adjust your seasonings. Cover with plastic wrap and refrigerate for 2 to 4 hours before serving it. Pop the extra dressing in the fridge too. You may want it. Remove from the fridge and stir in the rest of the dressing to your liking and sprinkle with more parsley before serving. Now this is the other side of the coin. The dietary coin. Boston cream pie poke cake. Ingredients. 1 box of yellow cake mix plus the ingredients called for on the package. 2 boxes, that's 3.4 ounces each, of instant vanilla pudding. 4 cups of milk. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 12-ounce bag of chocolate chips. 1 1/2 cups of heavy cream. With those items, you will do the following. I hope. Prepare the yellow cake in a 9x13-inch baking pan according to the package instructions. Let it cool completely. Once the cake is cooled, poke some holes all over the cake using the end of a wooden spoon. While the cake cools, whisk together the instant pudding, milk, and vanilla extract in a large bowl. This recipe sounds familiar. I think we may have had it before. It's so good, that's why we're doing it again. Before the pudding has had a chance to set up and thicken, pour it evenly over the whole cake. Then place it in the refrigerator for an hour. Once the cake is chilled, make the chocolate ganache. Place chocolate chips in a heat-proof bowl and heat cream until simmering on the stovetop over a low heat. You can also heat it in the microwave. Pour hot chocolate over chocolate, hot cream over chocolate chips. I've got to get that right. Pour hot cream over chocolate chips and let that sit for 5 minutes to soften the chocolate. Stir until smooth and let it cool for 10 minutes. Pour the chocolate over the cake and smooth it out with a spatula. Chill in the refrigerator for at least 4 hours and up to overnight before slicing and serving, and I might add, enjoying. We wind up the program with the season schedule, the remaining schedule, for the month of March. Bowling on March 3, 10, 24, and 31, with March 18 being the Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem. In April, well, there's no bowling on April 7 because it's Good Friday, but there will be bowling on April 14th. And April will also be used for makeup dates and end-of-season dinner, the date of which is to be scheduled later. Come May, we've got a couple of things on the list. May the 6th, the Outlaw Invitational, and May 25 through 29, the ADDA National Tournament in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.